Blog Talk Radio.
This Carly is December 22nd, and there's a lot to talk about tonight. My co-host tonight is going to be Allie from the Ram Room, and Terry will be here when she can. And I'm just, you guys, I'm feeling like, you know, I mean, I did something stupid, and it was just, you know, I always had a bad day, so it was like, okay, you know what, I'm angry, I'm sick of them calling Carly and Liz and Zeke names and Michael names. I'm sick of the family, and I lost it, really lost it, really bad, lost it. I'm going to bring on Allie. Hey, Al.
Hey, Carly. Hey, everybody. Can you hear
yeah.
me right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay. So
oh my god, Stalky goes she cannot hear us yet. But Mayor, I can hear you.
You.
What? Thanks, Cece. Yeah, she goes, you were just sticking up for what you prefer. And, you know, tonight I'm going to read this thing I got out of Soap Opera Digest when everyone gets here, because I just want to prove a point home. And can you hear us? Yes, Ducky? Okay. And
I think
you know,
Ducky can't hear me is what the problem was.
Okay. Oh, 36 listeners.
Well, that's pretty good. We had more guests whenever it first started, but now they're, I don't know, they're just trickling in and out, so.
I know. You know, Cece, I would never be mean to Zaytan fans because that's who they enjoy. I think it's great. However, I don't, so I only get positives out there. Usually I'm pretty positive, but it was just something that just got to me with them calling Zeke the mistake and all of that. Okay, you know what? If they get their miracle, baby, they don't. You know, I mean, this covered over and out, and they don't want to say they are over and out because that would be, you know, crazy. And, you know, I think I'm just coming to, you know, to a place where today was, like I said, a really bad day for me personally, and then when I heard about Zeke, it was just like, you know, I was mad. Oh, they won't get their miracle. God, yes, I really hope. And, yes, please reassure me again that they thought we'll be back together. Hey, Brittany. Hey, Britt.
Hey,
I hope, have you talked to Audrey today?
I haven't talked to Audrey. Why would I talk to Audrey?
Because you guys are talking
with number.
Trudeau funds.
Oh,
no, not
I haven't.
Me on
you
Trudeau.
Need to send
her. Oh.
I haven't.
Okay,
I don't
yeah.
usually Twitter too much.
Oh, Trudeau is like, my new, well, not my new addiction, you guys, but, yeah.
Facebook is my addiction.
Oh, really? How many hours have you been on it?
She was on Twitter today. Oh, Carly was on Twitter, yes.
Yeah,
Carly is always on Twitter.
And you have to go back tomorrow and work, or what? When is your next free day of not working?
Saturday.
Shirley. Oh, cool. Hey, Shirley.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Oh, what fun will we have when Sam is crushed again?
Oh, that's not nice.
Well, certainly, there was someone that wasn't nice about 25 minutes ago who kind of lost it.
Wow.
And I snooped to someone's level, and I went on Zaytan Radio in the staff room,
no,
and they were
not
calling.
Not again.
Yes, okay, and they were calling. Okay, and they were calling Zeke the mistake. Yeah, they were calling Zeke the mistake level. So
I.
Names,
Carly, you know
I know, but you know, they just went after Liz, calling her the only one that can get pregnant by just looking at someone.
I know.
And I'm like, so yeah, so,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, Brent, I added you to Twitter, so.
Yeah,
but
follow Brit. Brit's funny on Twitter. I love Brit on Twitter. Brit is just funny on Twitter. You know, it doesn't seem like Christmas is like 3 days away or 4 days away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys are feeling like Christmas is like 4 days away.
Or 3 days. I don't feel the Christmas spirit as of yet. But
I don't
this
either.
To me every year. You know, I don't feel it till maybe when I wake up Christmas morning, you know. But other than that, you know, I still haven't finished my shopping. I have a couple of more gifts to get. I have to get tomorrow. But,
Oh, God.
Well,
I just hope you don't have to go it like,
I'm just going to Walmart. I'm just going to Walmart.
That's not
and everything right there, you know. I'm not going through the malls or anything. I don't want to go, you know, because people are going to be crazy. And then, like I said, I'll just go to my Walmart and buy the food and buy the gifts. And call
oh, well,
day.
Yeah. Well,
I read this was not a good day for liaison fans, but then
I think
they recycled the whole damn Christmas tree thing from
I agree with you.
I mean, even right now, like some of the words, like the phrases that was spoken today, it reminded me of stuff that Liz said to Jason about it, about how all it would need was just some TLC.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also called the tree unique, I'm pretty sure.
Mm.
The only decorated it with paper, which I thought was a lot better.
Well.
But I could have spoiled you guys that that Christmas tree was Jason and Liz's Christmas tree from, like, 99 and 2000 when they...
Yep.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's called recycling. They're recycling.
And they did it with the first couple.
They're recycling scenes. They're recycling words. They're recycling... That's what GH does. They recycle. You know. They don't have an original bone in their writing bodies, you know, nothing.
Yeah, I think it's just a slap in the face to fans of
the
show that they keep on rewriting these scenes with other couples.
Wow.
I do not want this. I do not like this.
Yeah,
they need to start coming up with original shit.
Oh, I didn't even get away yet. You're supposed to wait for the...
I know.
The hands up.
Okay, but okay.
Had not even put the hands up yet.
Okay.
Little bitch,
okay,
man.
But,
hello, Terry.
Did he? Yeah. Hi, did you hear about what she did today? She went into enemy territory tonight.
You know what?
I was listening to the radio.
Was it really bad? I could not listen. Was
Carly
it really that bad or
bad.
What?
Carly brings on the crap.
Well, I was trying to let her know that
she should have just been kind of a little bit. You know, I don't feel bad.
Not
for
go on and you know, but you know, to each their own. You know, I mean. To some of the stuff they were saying, because somebody in the chat room had said something like, oh, I hate Jake. I'm tired of hearing about Jake or whatever or something. And, oh, God, really pissed me off.
Mm.
And I keep thinking to myself, if Jake weren't even in the picture, they would still have a connection. So does it matter if they had Jake or not? Liz and Jason are a popular couple, and down the road, they'll get together. They seem to think that they will never, Jason and Sam will never break up. And I just wish I could
It's a fucking soap opera. Come on.
I know. And I just wish I could get through, I just wish people could get through that, get that through their heads that, come on, right now, you know, you have your couple, but it's a new year coming up, so anything is possible. I read a spoiler, it was from Dee Dee, it said that, yeah, she's going to have a procedure, and it's going to be a surprise to Jason, and she's going to have a high risk pregnancy, and it's going to be the downfall for them or whatever, or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if it's
and
true
I agree.
Or not, but I read somewhere that also the management is trying to, you know, make the show better or something. So maybe that's the start of it, huh?
Well, I'm hoping. And I think, you know, that if they do have this damn miracle baby, it is going to be the downfall of this couple. Because what have they based the couple on? They based it on shootout.
Yeah.
You can't take a goddamn baby into a fucking shootout.
I know.
What the hell are they going to do?
Wait, sit on the couch and stare? Hold up. Allie, why can't you take a baby on a shootout? I see that as perfectly logical. It can be done.
Yeah,
maybe it's logical to the damn Jason fan.
It can be done.
It's logical for that fan base, but I wouldn't want to. I don't know. That would
CH isn't
the child will be get a bullet in him or something. First sign
just
of
like
danger.
Michael.
Huh?
Just like Michael.
I mean, I can't believe that they actually are happy about these rumors about it. Don't they know that they said?
Becky had my name right the first time, just so she knows in the chat room. It is A-L-I.
A-L-I, yeah. I know. I spell my name with a T-E-R-R-I, but sometimes I get T-R-R-Y, T-E-R-I. I'm like, no. That was a pet peeve of my growing up. I could not stand spelling my name wrong. And I got in a fight with a boy in my high school a long time ago in eighth grade. His name was Terry, and my name was Terry. And he goes, that's a guy's name. I'm like, no, it is not. It's a girl's name, too. It's a unisex name. And I go, mine's with an I, yours is with a Y. And I go, my actual name is not Terry. It's, you know, and then he goes, his name was Terrence. And I go, that's just my shortened name and everything. And we're, like, arguing over our names being, you know, he thought it was a guy's name.
Yeah, my real name is Alicia, but I go by Allie because that's
the first three
letters.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is pretty, by the way.
How is that spelled? Is it Alicia?
A-L-I-C-I-A.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and I'm not mad at Steph.
My real name, right? Like Teresa, when they would spell, some people would spell it with an H. I'm like, no, there's no H in my name. It's T-E-R-E-S-A.
I've been saving this all day, and I wanted to tell you last night.
Oh yeah.
And I was reading Soap Opera Digest last night. Okay, fine. I was reading the bathtub is bathtub material, people. But on the sound off. On the male sound off on Soap Opera Digest, people, the best and the worst of 2010. Let me read you what the Sam fan said. Why Ozono Hospital's Jason and Sam fans expected to keep tuning is for bits and pieces of a relationship between a couple who are supposedly in love with each other. I must say I was highly disappointed with the heart-to-heart they had on 11-16. It was nothing. And then, of course, Jason leaves Sam to go to Brenda. I have been trying to hang in there because I thought when my favorite got back together again, we would be getting good storyline for them. Yes? there's just a little more for them. I realize that Vanessa Marcel, Brenna is a big deal, but do we Zaytsev fans have to suffer for it? I think I'm going to take a little break from ZAs for what I see, to see if anything's in this before I come back. I have wasted enough free time wanting something to happen.
Oh, take it.
Is this a JSAM fan?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, they have wasted time on this fucking show. We have wasted time on this fucking show.
Yeah. Now they know what we Now they know.
They are bitching and complaining that they don't get every fucking day on the TV. They don't need to be on screen every fucking day. I don't understand this. Whenever Elizabeth and Jason have scenes together, we crave what they have. And we're upset that we don't have too much, but we never bitch and complain about what we do get.
Yeah. I don't get it either. They should just enjoy what they have, man. They've had 2 years of them being together. We got, a couple months or something? Not even that.
Exactly.
And I was reading the best and the worst of 2010 of Soap Opera Digest, people. Let me give you a lowdown. The best story was just laughing my ass off. My super psycho ex-girlfriend, Robin, Patrick, and Lisa. That was the best story for 2010.
Well, considering what stories they did have, I would think that would be...
I would agree.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, the most shocking twist is Caroline switching the paternity on Dave. Most precocious plot, teenage Jessica. Okay.
I thought so too. That was stupid storyline, the Jessica thing.
Okay, best special episode. AMC 40th anniversary was the best special episode. The best musical of the whole year was, I'm going to say is correct, Addison's Death on Days of Our Life. Okay.
Does anybody know that on the cover of the new SOD there's a picture of Jason, Sam, and Liz on there?
Really?
There's a little picture on the bottom.
Can I finish?
Sorry.
I think all these serious plot twists. Brooke has sex with Oliver. And Sully, you're going to like this. Best couple, Jack and Erica from AMC.
Oh, Jack and Erica?
Yes. Okay. Best new couple is Billy and Victoria. Yay!
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And they were wonderful today. I mean, he really loves Victoria. He really, really does. They are so good together. Very, very good together.
Let's see. The most tortured couple, which I'm going to agree with, is Todd and Taya. The worst couple of the whole year is Greenlee and Ryan, and I'm going to disagree here. I am a Greenlee and Ryan fan. That's what I was going to say. And most surprising romance, which I'm going to agree here too, is Victor and Maggie. Okay. So, best triangle was EJ and Sammy and Ray Fondade. Worst triangle was Hope and Bill and Carly on Days of Our Life. Most wasted couple, Rip and Taylor from B&B. Most entertaining couple, Luke and Tracy from ZAs.
Yay!
Yeah, I know. Best new character, Liam from B&B. Worst new character, Claire from Z8. Best recast. Abby from YNL. Worst cast, Egan Wheeler, who plays Heather on YNL. Best secret, Rex Paternity. Worst secret, what happened to Michael in Salem? I am in prison. Best villain, Vivian from Days. Worst villain, the Balkan from Z8. Okay. Let's see. Best race of talent. Michael E. Knight and Alexis from Z8 for the female. Best use of history. Brooke and Adam reunion. The worst history, the double with Lauren and the double dagger when the whole Lauren and Siva thing. Oh my God, okay, now I'm gonna laugh, but maybe people will agree. Best location search, Franco's Art Studio. Best location other search, Skidrow B&B. Best wedding, Barbara and Henry from, in other words, worst wedding, JT and Mac. Most disappointing finale, it was as the Ratoons. Most disappointing show was One Life to Live. Most improved show was All My Children. Okay, mm-hmm. Are you guys, is everyone sitting down for what I'm about to say? Is anyone here? Are you sitting down?
And the best writing goes to General Hospital.
I mean,
the best show of 2010 is General Hospital.
I was close.
Oh my God! Yeah, isn't that sad?
Best writing. Yeah.
Yes.
Are you shitting me?
Oh. No. And if anyone wants to call in, the number is 347-850-8721. What?
Was that Allie that did that? What the fuck there?
Yes.
That was funny.
I did.
Yeah, I know when she was telling me that, I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, that's the worst show ever right now.
It is. And, I mean, I don't understand how they can go. I mean, they had one good storyline. I mean, not even a really good one. It was just passable.
Yeah.
Which was the whole Patrick, Robin, and Lisa shit.
Yeah.
But that has just turned into too much over.
Yeah.
And now they're like, there's nothing.
I know.
And they got this goddamn Balkan shit. You know what? They could have done this completely different with the Balkan. Really.
I agree.
They wanted to bring in Brenda. If they really wanted to bring in Brenda and they knew that they was going to have her end up with Sunny, don't do this shit where she's got to be in danger. Why not just have Sunny run off to fucking Rome and run into her ass?
Mm-hmm.
And they could have a goddamn romance and affair over in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings her back here or she follows him back. What the hell had to happen with this whole Balkan where she's in this danger? I don't understand it.
And is he supposed
she's
to be on?
She's a goddamn model. What the hell?
Is he supposed to be on for a while, this Balkan dude? Or is he, like, part of the story arc? Obviously, he's part of the story arc, but I wonder for how long.
I don't know. And see, that's the whole thing is because, oh, crap. Because nobody really knows who he is yet. And that's what's freaking me out, is nobody knows who he is, but the audience does. And you know how sometimes they'll keep one of those storylines going?
Yeah.
For so long?
Yeah.
I think this is going to be played out for so long. Like, wasn't Jerry, like, nobody knew who he was at the beginning whenever he came back with a new face?
Yeah.
And it was, like, months that it was dragged out until we finally figure out that it's Jerry.
And by that time,
yep.
no one really cared.
Right.
Yeah.
No one really cared. What the hell?
I mean, I like the actor who's playing the Balkan. I think he's perfect for the role. But we do not need a new villain. GH has plenty of villains. You don't need to come up with a new one.
Yeah, Bob Guzer is one of the villains, if you ask me.
I agree.
He and Franz, they're
and
holding
you know,
the soap hostage.
Oh, God. You know what? I love Y&R right now. I'm loving Kevin and Chloe. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to really love that couple now.
Kevin and Chloe, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like them.
It's a shame because they really messed up Jonna, and I really liked her with Kevin. You know, they were such a cool couple until they figured, well, no, let's do something with her. You know, after
I never
the
liked,
tumor
I
could, went away.
I never.
The
reason why I tuned into that show was because of Nick and Phyllis, and then I fell in love with Billy and Victoria. But I really didn't follow the story of Kevin and Janice, so I really don't know.
Yeah, I'd always like them together, you know. I used to always like to hear her talk. I said, is she really English? And apparently she is.
I know my family's
but,
from England, my dad's side. Every time I go to England, I have the accent. I'm like, no, you guys have the accent. I just love to listen to their accent.
I love to hear, you know, and not that Cockney, but that real, you know, sophisticated British, you know.
But
accent.
I was reading in the interview that they had, because they're really good buddies in real life, Kevin and Chloe, the actors that play them. And
are they
I
really?
Guess,
yeah.
Yeah, when Elizabeth Henderson was approached for the role, she chem tested with Greg, the guy that plays Kevin. But the funny thing was is that they weren't together on the show when she first started.
At that
time. I guess during a Christmas party, they were having, I guess the writer, producer was having a few cups of whatever, and then I guess Greg goes, we should ask her now if we could, like, work together or something, and so I think that's how it started. They asked for it to work together, so they got it, so, and I like them. I never liked Chloe with what's-his-face, Chance or whatever, you know, so.
How come everybody can ask for what they want and they get it, and I know.
Isn't that terrible?
It just bothers me to no ends. It really does. And, you know, like, for years, Steve Burton was the man. He was the golden boy and whatnot. I said, well, I guess his gold is getting a little rusty because...
I think his clout should be a little bit higher because they know that if they were to lose him, that... He should have some say as to what. Maybe he just got tired of maybe he was just getting fed
I
up of
I think that's part of it. I really think that he fought the good fight, and then he said, the hell with it. What,
you know, but
whatever.
Maybe now, maybe people are listening, and maybe they really are realizing that this couple or show is not doing well.
Politics, you know, maybe somebody in the higher up really don't like Steve Burton, you know, for whatever reason.
Who wouldn't
like Steve Burton? I used to hear stuff, you know, because I mean, Steve is he's a pretty cool guy, but I don't know, you know, they resent some things about him for whatever reason, but whatever. Whatever will happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you guys were talking about the Christmas tree before I came on, I was so pissed off. I could not stand. I had to fast forward through the whole show. I didn't even watch the show. But when I saw that Christmas tree, they stole that from Liz and Jason.
That's
not in her
the first
studio
thing
when
Liz
they were decorating
Jason.
The Christmas tree and you know. And I'm thinking, you guys, don't you guys have? Can't you get original?
No.
Couple instead of just recycling old
you know, like Liz and Jason lines or whatever,
no,
something. I'm
no.
like, man, and why do we need to see Molly come in the picture there? You know, she kind of just, Molly, I don't understand that. She's what, how old is she supposed to be? What, 12 or something?
Mm.
And she really knows.
Who knows?
I mean, my 11-year-old niece doesn't even can't even, you know, oh, let's go find some romantic gift for her. Is that what happened? Is that what she said to Jason or something?
Mm.
Let's go find a romantic gift for Sam. Is that what she said?
Mm.
I don't know, but I didn't watch it today, so I'm just kind of going by what people say happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are just missing one person to the thing. Yeah, Bridget's not here tonight.
Well, Bridget said she wasn't going to. She said she wasn't going to be here because, you know, she had stuff.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
Had,
I think I remember her saying something like that.
Huh?
I think I do remember her saying something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she said she can't be, you know, she has things to do.
But I was in the store today and I saw the magazine how they were on the cover. Liz, Jason, and Sam were on the bottom. I think it was the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking inside there to find an article or anything. There was nothing inside there.
That's
about
to get you to buy the magazine. But see,
that's what I was telling Carly. I was
so
like, I bet you they just wanted to buy the magazine and get us to watch.
Most,
or whatever,
see,
to tune in
people,
or whatever. There was nothing. No, I looked through it twice. I looked
most
in the summer.
People read that while they're standing online. They don't buy the freaking book.
But it said something. I forgot what the cop said something. He changes his mind or something about that, and it didn't. That's all it had in there. And I think it was part of the 2011 previews or something. And so I read all the previews, but it had nothing about Liz, Jason, and Sam in there. Stupid people, man. Well, that's obviously an agenda because they have it on the cover, but they don't have it on the inside.
They know it's going to sell more. They know that Liaison has a bigger fan base. They know this. That's why that they will put out covers with Elizabeth and Jason on it together with nothing inside the damn magazine about the stories on the cover. That is all their little fucking ploy so that they can sell more magazines because they know that we are bigger. And we will definitely spend the money on it.
Yeah. It's like how much.
Yeah, I mean they really do think, you know, we will, and you know it's just, you know, I mean, not putting anything, you know, on it. It's just, you know, I mean, that's how they want to sell magazine, but you know, I think it's crazy. Al, so are we doing you a couple of hours early tomorrow or what?
Okay, so tomorrow, the rant room, I paid for the premium host so I can be in the primetime spots and I will also get, I can have more callers on and all that good stuff. So people better show up.
I think, oh my
yeah,
God. Well, I'm thinking about doing the same thing.
I'm so pissed off at what I'm reading right now. Oh, my God. I can't believe I entered into ABC message board again.
What?
No.
Okay, why in the fuck did you do that?
No. I don't know. I don't know why I read this, but it could be a rumor. It's probably not true at all. It's from a little birdie, ALB or something, if anybody knows ALB. But I'm not going to read that. It's disappointing. It's a spoiler regarding Franz, Guza, Jassam, and Scrubs. It's, it says, I guess, the gist of it says, remember how I said the hammer came down on Guza? Well, Guza has lost control, particularly in terms of Jassam and Scrubs. Those pairings are going to be Franz's babies in the new year. ABC is hiring consultant to help with their storylines, and Franz is mandating airtime for both couples. They have consistently rated highest in focus groups, and Franz thinks they are the key to raising ratings. Come on, maybe had 2 years
you know
to
what
raise
this?
Ratings.
Okay,
you know
what? And this is coming.
You know who brought that over?
Who?
Can you Can you take a guess who brought that over?
Alexa Sam Van.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, you guys. Okay, I bet she docked it or something. And, you know, it's, oh, my God. You know what? Yeah, okay, enjoy your cup of wine. You guys still have them.
I know. I mean, how did... I mean, oh, God. She'll come up with anything to prove that Alex, that Jason and Sam are the couple to watch here.
Boy.
Scrubs, maybe Scrubs, but not Jason and Sam. If their ratings were, if they were so popular, their ratings would have been.
They wouldn't be in the tank.
I know. This is so funny. Man. I can't. It's
you know
so,
what?
Oh,
this
God.
Just means, though, is that we're going to have to make sure that whenever the, especially whenever the Jason and the Liz scenes come on from the Metro Court, we will definitely have to be watching that.
I'm definitely. I have it already recorded in my DVR, going to be recorded in my DVR. It starts tomorrow, right? The repeats? Yeah.
I'm thinking they do.
No,
yeah,
I wonder where they're starting it at. I wonder where they're starting, because that was a whole month of that.
You know, but I just want to know, are they actually going to show the elevator scene?
I think I read somewhere.
Yes,
somebody
they are.
You know,
but
they can.
But
he
put the breakdowns because they're going to air next week, too. And I think he did put elevator. I think they did say that there was going to be the elevator scenes in there, but don't quote me on it. I think I remember seeing that in there, that they were going to be on there, too, Liz and Jason. I think they're going to be on all four repeats. Liaison is hot. So, we'll see.
I think. I'm going to try and look that up right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, because it. Yeah.
Because it's supposed
this,
to be the last
feeling.
Couple of hours.
I just get this feeling that
oh,
they're
it?
Not going to show them. You know, I just get that feeling.
The last
feeling
couple of
gonna...
hours. Were Jason and Liz on the last couple of hours? They were.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I want to see the scene where he swoops her up and takes her to the elevator.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, how funny. Oh, shoot.
What is funny?
It says, Jason didn't find you. Your ass was dumped on his doorstep like trash. She should have said, when Sunny dumped my pregnant, skanky self on your doorstep, you took pity on me and my baby. I guess there's a scene today where she said, you caught this stray or something. I guess because of the Christmas tree or something. The Christmas tree must have been a stray Christmas tree or something. Or I forgot what she comment that she said today. Oh, God.
That is this, you know,
I mean. It said something about being a stray and Jason finding her is what she said today, a comment that she made. Yeah, no, she was Sunny's leftover, somebody said. She's everybody's leftover, somebody said. She is a poor man's Brenda, everyone's second choice. That's so true.
Well, yeah, it is true. Yeah, and whatever comes from DD and ABC soaps and that, it never pans out.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it never does.
They just got rose-colored glasses on right now. Wait till things start changing, and then they'll see who's got eggs on their face.
I can.
It's come to the point where I just want Liz and Jason to be together just to prove them, to prove our point, just to prove
something
to that other fan base.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, yeah, I'm going to probably go on this message board and go into ASF, whatever thread she has, and say, see, now who's got egg on their face? You know? So, yeah, that'll be the day.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just, it's like.
Show is better with its lowest ratings ever. How does that equal a better show? Sorry, just makes me no flipping sense to me. I agree. This is.
I know. Don't believe that. I know they're lying. I know, but sometimes it's just pathetic, the stuff that they come up with, that they bring over. It just makes me sick.
That's
you know,
the whole
I like
idea.
A long
now
time
I'm
ago.
Leaving. I don't go into posts anymore. Really, I haven't really posted anything. I'm leaving it to the other people to do that because they're really good with the stuff that they come up with to get back at them. You know. So it's funny. It's just it's like it's fun to go in there and just read them. It makes me laugh.
You're evil.
It does make. Oh well, no. I think I take the cake on Eva tonight, really.
No, I cannot believe that she did that. That she actually. I couldn't do that. I can't. Oh God, I don't know.
Well, you know
I
what?
I didn't think she was actually in the room. I thought that you know they was talking shit, and then all of a sudden, Carly texts me and she's like, "I did a very bad thing."
I know. And oh God, that would.
Okay, you guys, I don't think I would have ever done it if today wasn't so crazy and. But they have a doctor's appointment, and you know what? People, I'm going to stop doing.
You're breaking up, Carly.
Okay,
you're breaking
Carly,
up,
you're
Carly.
Kind of like breaking up. We kind of like miss what you said.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Me going to the
up,
doctor's.
Babe.
You're still.
Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
I'm
okay.
Here.
Woohoo!
Okay. You're breaking up.
No. Oh, my gosh. Crap. Okay.
You're fine
you're okay now.
No, see, I would have never been, I would have never done it if I didn't get pushed. To fall in the wrong direction today at the doctor's office. And, you know, I'm sorry, if they have a miracle baby, I will scream because you cannot say there are miracle babies. You know, they come. I mean, you know, she got shot in the uterus. And people want to forget that, you know. Whatever that doctor, that OB doctor said to Jason, we might have to do a hysterectomy. And I'm thinking, why didn't they just do a damn hysterectomy then? And then she could have never got pregnant.
See, the problem with that miracle baby is because in real life, women, it's hard for women. That have a hard time conceiving. So when they do that on soaps, they kind of like put a slap in the face to women that are trying and if they can't. And in real life, there's really no such thing as a miracle baby, really, unless you go spend all the money to try to get in vitro or something. But even then, it's still hard to get pregnant. And so for daytime to do that, to have all of a sudden, when they're told they can't have babies and the miracle baby, all of a sudden, that's kind of like, hypothetically, say I was told that I couldn't get pregnant or whatever, and then all of a sudden I'm watching a show and then there's a miracle, and that would make me so sad, you know. Oh, so basically, I don't know, that would just be a slap in the face to me or something, you know.
Well, you know, it is a television show, and it's
yeah,
only
I understand
show anything
that.
Is possible.
But, and soap operas, back in the day, they used to do social storylines, and
mm-hmm.
they would do storylines that fit, you know, in real life or something, you know. And in real life, you don't, when a woman's told that she can't get pregnant, and then all of a sudden, you know, and they watch these shows, and you know, and I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say? I mean, shows back in the day used to write for in real life kind of issues like AIDS, HIV, and
mm-hmm.
and a miracle baby is kind of out there. It's like, I don't know. That's just my opinion on it.
But, you know, stuff happens. You know, you hear women, you know, there are some women who, you know, they try for years to get pregnant and,
yeah.
and it doesn't happen. And then they go and they adopt.
Yeah.
As soon as they adopt,
yeah.
they get pregnant.
But
yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying, but like with, but the way they write it on the soaps, it's like, oh, you know, the next thing you know, maybe when they were told they couldn't get pregnant, it would take forever. It would, I don't know. It's just the way that they write it.
Well,
like,
you know,
all of a sudden they're pregnant. It's like they didn't go through certain. I don't think I've seen a storyline where they've tried to go. I don't know. Have they done that on soaps where they go through in vitro and to try to get pregnant after years
you know,
of trying, or
did.
I don't know, but.
But they had this scene on, they had this clip on RTN about the day that, that Dr. Lee, you know, was saying that, you know, that she could get pregnant. It might take a while for her to heal. But it was a possibility. So it's not an impossibility.
But didn't she say she couldn't do it to term or something?
Something mm-hmm. happened. You know, like she, it would be one of those high risk pregnancies.
Okay, so
probably,
that's where that high risk
probably have
coming
to
into.
Stay in bed a lot or something.
But
I mean,
you know
who
what.
Knows?
If they were to do that, it's just a slap in the face to liaison fans because basically they're telling us, oh, he could have a baby with Sam and nobody else
can have
a baby with, he can't have a baby with Liz and forget about his baby Jake.
I just don't get a general hospital.
They're going to totally lose me as a viewer if they go there. I'm totally
well,
going to not.
Have, well, they have lost me, so.
I know, well,
you know,
I mean, I
don't see, you know.
I know, but I tuned in back earlier this year or later on
mm-hmm.
last year, and I stopped watching after the Liz and Jason breakup, and
right.
and then I about a year later I tuned back in, but if they totally were to go there with this storyline, with this baby thing, with Sam, I'm totally not going to watch it. Not unless they totally turn the show around. If I hear spoilers around that Liz and Jason are getting back together and or whatever, then I will tune back in. But I'm not going to watch it if they do that with Sam and
because
Jason.
Because you just can't trust these writers.
I can't,
I can't trust them
to write a really good storyline with Liz and Jason. Even if they were to put them together, I'd be very cautious. I don't want them to throw them together just because that's what we want. I want that connection, the friendship, the rebuild of that friendship that they had.
I don't know whether we'll ever see that because the writing is so bad. I just don't see these particular writers, you know, having the patience to do that. I just don't see that. Maybe if they brought on a whole new crew, who knew? But these writers to do
you know, sometimes I wish they could write an alternate reality on that show. Maybe have, you know, for both of our fan base and then their fan base, we could get, everybody could be happy. But, yeah, that's my delusional mind. It's like, you know, maybe they should write an alternate universe or something where Liz and Jason are together, you know.
Well,
I should write a fanfic. I should, you know, sit down and write it.
But you know, I'm always leery when I read these things about, you know, okay, there's gonna be a bus crash and now all of a sudden Jason's gonna come into Jake's life through some kind of way and I said, why now?
Jake's not even on the
bus. No,
so why are they even putting rumors out there that oh Jake's gonna die or something?
Oh no, I don't.
No?
First of all, Jake isn't even on the damn bus.
It's Cam who's
on the bus. Look, they're always gonna try to throw Jake under the bus because that is the one bugaboo they cannot get rid of. But like, I just want to know. Why are they writing that now? You know, are they desperate? I always feel that there's an agenda to their agenda. You know what I'm saying? I just don't trust them to do anything without, you know, some kind of a hidden agenda.
You know, not thinking. The paternity switch could also be camp, paternity thing. I don't know. It's just my delusional mind. Maybe it's Jason.
Well, you know what?
That'd be
you know
funny.
What? I love...
Because the sound fans are thinking it's the paternity switch that will nobody it will ever expect. So nobody will...
Well, okay, what about this one? What about this one? What if Sam wasn't really Alexis' adult? Because, you guys, there was never any DNA. There was never, like, a DNA test with Alexis and
maybe,
Sam.
Maybe she could be Edward's long-lost daughter. Oh, that'd be funny. That'd be funny.
Oh, my God.
That would be
yes.
Funny. Jason and Sam are, like, full cousins or something,
oh,
right?
Gosh.
Oh, okay,
well,
wait.
That'll
yes,
be along
yes.
with the guiding light. They had kissing cousins.
Okay,
oh,
no, wait a moment.
Love that storyline.
No. They were half
like,
cousins.
Love Jonathan and Tammy.
What?
They were, like, my
they were half cousins.
Well, yeah, it's not like they grew up.
Allie, whether they were half or a quarter, they were cousins.
Well.
You know, they were cousins.
No.
Okay. Whatever.
It's not like they were kids.
Maybe
it's
I think
not
maybe.
Like they were kids that was saying this.
So I think Guiding Light, it was a different soap opera, and the way they told the story was a lot better. I just, even if Jason, even if General Hospital were to write a story like that, they couldn't do it like Guiding Light. Because I know,
Light,
even though
scary.
On Guiding Light, even though they knew they were going into that kind of a territory with that, and people were even asking, they saw the chemistry between the two, and I think they were even asked, were you going to change him to not being Reva's son? And they're going, no, that's the whole point.
The whole thing
of the story
son,
is
right.
it's a taboo. It's what makes it, you know, a really good story. And I'm kind of glad they didn't do that, because even what's her name? Tammy was struggling with, because he kept fighting. He kept fighting her. He wanted to be with her, but she didn't want to. You know, he had seduced her, and she lost her virginity to him, not knowing that was her cousin. And then she didn't want to go there with him, but she couldn't deny her feelings any longer for Jonathan. And she fought it. Believe me, she fought her feelings for her half cousin, but she just couldn't deny it anymore. So I like the way they wrote it, and that's what made me fall in love with them. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know they're like half cousins, but even Tammy was questioning it, like, what if we have a baby, you know, or something? Is there something going to be wrong? She did research of herself about cousins. So.
Right.
Yeah. But I know, but.
I told everyone in the room, you guys, if I ever had the crazy notion ever again to go in that room, stop me, because, you know. I mean, I was just thinking, you know, they say everything. They get away with it. But you know what? They can't. They've always called Jake the mistake, whatever. And you know what? Okay, excuse me. But if Lyra was conceived and born, that would have been a mistake, baby. Because, you know, if you want to turn this opportunity thing around, okay, let's see. Sonny will, that will be his. His daughter, but if him and Alexis ever did get married, that will also be his granddaughter in a weird way. So I'm sorry, but Zeke was conceived of a Naya person. Sam and Sonny's baby was conceived because Sonny likes the boat to be open a long time. Millions difference.
Is
what?
No, I'm just laughing at Carly. The stuff that she comes out of her mouth is funny.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know.
Whatever.
Hey, Allie. Hey, are you still on there? Is she still on here?
Yes. Allie.
Oh, is she showing? Is that what's going to be happening? Is that what's going to be showing on the repeats? Because I'm watching it right now, Jason and Liz. Oh, God. They're so cute.
I can't stand.
Oh, God. I can't. Oh, my God. Gosh, I think I'm going to start crying when I watch the repeat episodes. No, I was watching. Does anybody watch Burn Notice? I was watching the season finale of Burn Notice today.
I keep saying I'm going to get back into that show. I watched it for a while, then I stopped. But it's so good. I mean, the acting is very good. The guy is good.
I know.
Look,
I was
crying
today because the season finale was actually days ago.
Last week, I never remember to watch it.
I was crying at the end of the season finale. I was
really?
So crying, man. It was kind of sad a little bit. But Michael can't get a break on that damn show, man. Jeez. Mm. Carly, we need to be positive and not go to Disam Radio. Yes. Okay.
I don't know why Carly goes there. I mean, you know, they just basically.
Okay, I'm assuming. I'm not the one that has to.
Every time, Carly. Why do you.
Okay, I'm
not fed up. I think she was just so fed up with what they're saying. I guess, you know, she just got fed up.
But they always say
she
stuff like that.
She just went in there and wanted
do?
Just to
what do you, what
tell
do,
her how she felt. I mean, I don't know. I was surprised that she did that too, but I mean, you know, she's going to do what she wants, but, you know.
But the thing is, I wasn't the one that was originally listened to J-Sam Radio.
Well, hey,
I wasn't the one.
I tell you to go in there.
I know, but we were listening to her on the phone. So I didn't read that. I wasn't the one that originally was listening.
In the chat room
I was listening to you.
I was reading that in the chat room with what they were saying about Jake. That person said, I'm so tired of hearing about Jake. And I'm sitting there thinking, so what? I mean, Jake hasn't even been on there. Why would you want to bring, what does Jake have anything to do with you? I mean, really, it's Liz's child, not Sam's child. Yeah, it doesn't.
That's the whole point. It's Liz's baby.
Liz's
Jason.
Baby. So
that's,
what's the baby
that's
to
the
you?
Whole point.
It's threatening your couple. That's what it's doing. That's why they're doing it. It's all a threat to them now. You know. And yeah, they're running scared. They're running even with these rumors. Spoilers coming out with Liz in the picture, you know, that would be like a white flag to me or red flag to me saying, oh my gosh, wait a minute, they haven't been in scenes for 2 years. All of a sudden, they're having scenes together. You know, we need to be scared now, you know, because that's probably the beginning of Jason and Liz or something. That's probably what I would think.
You know what, people, when Jason was with Liz, you Sammy didn't get much of a storyline, only with Lucky. So, it wasn't like Sam was on every 5 minutes when Liz was paired together.
I like what you put. Bad ideas come when we've been up since 6 a.m. you agree with me about what? That they're running scared? Yeah, that's all I've been like. On the ABC message board now, every time I go on there, this Alexis Sanford and this other person, it's always about they're bashing Liz and Jason, they're bashing Liz and her kids. I mean, why can't they bash Brenda or go into other threads and talk about other stories? It's all about, you know, they think that they're probably only watching it for Jason and Sam, too. So why are they saying, oh, you're only watching it for Liz and Jason? Basically, what I'm seeing from reading that is that they only care about Jason and Sam, and that's it. They don't care about any other storyline and whatnot, you know, and everything. And it's just funny how they won't go into other boards and talk about other storylines, you know? And it's all about Liz and Jason. And the funny thing is that they seem to think that everybody loves, who is a Liz fan or a Jason fan, likes Liaison. But they don't. Other people that have defended Liz and Jason or whatever they're writing or saying, they say, no, I'm not a Liaison or a Jason fan. I like Liz, but I don't. You see, they call them on saying, you seem to think that everybody is a Liaison fan when you're talking on here. Or commenting on here, but
They're not.
They could either be a Jason or a Liz fan. One of the
yeah.
other. They don't have to be a fan of the couple.
Of the couple. And
you know.
I like it when people that go in there and they say, wait a minute, you think that everybody's a liaison fan, but we're not. So you need to make sure, you need to understand that not everybody is a liaison fan. You're just talking to the people that are liaison fans. So you need to, basically they're just saying you need to watch what you post or be careful what you post and who you direct it to.
Right.
Well, yeah, and you know,
yeah.
It is crazy that
I think if like we didn't, when we had Liz and Jason, we didn't even go on no message board and start bashing, especially when the time when we knew Jason and Liz were breaking up. I don't think I remember ever hearing people bashing Sam and Jason, knowing very well what was going to happen with Liz and Jason. I don't remember. We enjoyed what we had. We didn't.
Yeah, but you know, all fans aren't like
me.
You know, they are those fans that are fanatical. You know, nuts. Just like the J-Sam fans. All fans at one point in time do the same dumb crap. You know, really. You know, that's what fans do. You know.
I just feel like the writers are just playing. They're baiting the fan bases. They know what they're doing.
They're trying to do something to raise these damn ratings. That's what they're doing. And if it takes, but then they got to realize that the fan base thing is kind of, you know, it's kind of playing out now. People are tired of that. Well, maybe not all the fans, but I think a lot of fans, I mean, those who have managed to stay and, you know, kind of tough it out.
I think if we get a couple, if we get them and, you know, but first they have to break up this Sam in a way to never put this couple back together because, you know, this couple had never talked about their issues. This couple had never talked about anything. So when people say, Sam and Jason talked about it, and Jason forgave Sam for what she did with Jake. I don't think in his mind, really, he ever forgave her. I think, you know, but seriously, I think she's been calling him this whole time. I think, those two are not in love. If you were in love, you would not keep secrets like those two. You know, Jason, go ahead and tell her that Sunny was the one that put a hit on the car bomb. Go ahead. You know, Sam, why don't you tell Jason who you really been looking for this whole time? Come on, I mean, that couple did.
Oh.
You know, people say, the Sam doesn't have issues. Yeah, they do, but they never talk about it.
Oh, somebody posted on RTN, somebody posted the cover of the thing. It says, on the bottom, it says, Jen Hossa, Jason's change of heart. And it has Liz, Jason in the middle, and Sam on the other side, and it's a 2011 preview, but I looked inside there, and I didn't see anything.
Exactly. That's just to get you, you know, to to buy the magazine, but like I said,
listen to this here.
Don't
I don't know. This
magazine.
Is coming from Dee Dee. It's Bucket of Salt.
Exactly.
It says, Sam will be pregnant, not by a miracle. She'll be at the doctor's. And they will tell her there is a procedure. She will do this without Jason's knowledge, and Jason will think it's a miracle. There will be plenty of pregnancy complications as the fate of the baby is undecided by writers at the moment. This will be to Sam's happy time, but will also lead to their downfall. With her lies in a future story arc, which may or may not be dropped, depends on feedback. They are not sure how they want to end the story. But from what I understand, the network is stepping in to save GH. So things may be changing big time. Couples swapped around, people let go. There probably won't be any big rumblings on these things till after Feb sweeps. But you know what? That's coming from DD, so, you know, take it with a bucket of salt, really.
All I say is when this couple finally breaks up, we are having one ass of a party here, because the day they break up, and I don't care if it's a Tuesday or a Friday, we are having a show. You know, because, but when has DD ever been reliable in the month? You know, they are the Sam hand holders. You know, they think, oh my God, the Sam breaks up, all the people will stop coming to our website. So, is anyone happy with Days of a Life? Or what? Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Days was good today. Yeah, Days were good.
Well, at least you got to see it.
Oh, you didn't see it yet? Okay, well, I
Well, no, silly. But no, there's a reason why we didn't see it today. Obama was on TV.
Special show was on or something, or?
Special report. No, the whole country was having it.
Oh, really?
With Obama and
the September 11th. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was flashed across my homepage. That bill had been passed, but whatever. But I didn't know that, because I watched it at 6 o'clock on SoapNet.
Oh well, I want to record like One Life and Days and ZH on SoapNet tonight, because they all got broken into, and then from where we live, they had commentators on for another 10 minutes explaining what Obama said in every detail.
They always do the commentary after the special, special announcement. Yeah, they always do that.
But, okay, wait.
What's wrong, Tia?
No, I was on RTN and they said they linked the perfect day turns into perfect nightmare, and it said that Sam's going to have a scene with Liz or something. Hold on, I'm going to double check here. I'm going to tell you to look at this promo and see if I see that.
Well, I did see during the promo Sam is at the hospital. I mean, I don't know when that took place, but they show Sam walking away from the hub. Or something. And then there's a scene where Liz is hugging somebody. I don't know whether it's Lucky.
Oh, yeah, there was the one
whoever.
Where I guess Liz is on the phone. But that might not be in the same scene. It's where Sam's walking in the hospital.
Exactly.
Liz and Jason again, I am all for that. They should be together now. They was so great as a couple. Sam and Dr. Weber and couple, whatever. People don't know how to write on here.
Hey, Allie, are you leaving us? Okay. Allie is still on the Swiss boat, but she just said night in the album, so that's weird. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
What?
Allie?
Yeah?
Oh, my God, I don't know what happened. That was weird.
What was I talking
to
myself?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Allie, here in RTM, the present encore presentations, February 16th. Okay, I see them. They're right here on RTN, too.
And what are they?
Thursday, it's the episode continues. The Metro Court saga takes place 1 hour before the MetroCourt explosion, Sky comes to grips with the fact that the quartermates have turned their backs on her.
That's on the 30th, and then the 31st is whenever
okay.
it explodes.
Oh, so the okay. So tomorrow is the
No, tomorrow, which was the 23rd and the 24th, they're going to be showing hours 12 and hours 11
okay.
of the hostage situation. So hour 12 is whenever Jax and everybody comes in and shoots Robin Scorpio.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then next
and
week.
And then next week will be the hours one, 2 and hour 1 or something. And Friday
yeah.
is the episode on the 31st whenever the elevator scene will happen because that's going to be the explosion.
I love that. I'm sorry, that explosion, I never got out of my head because how it was so, I don't want to say moving, but to me it was like, okay, you know, I was happy that day because Sunny grabbed Carly's hand. Jason grabbed Liz. You know, Nicholas got Robin out of there and then, you know, went back for Emily. And I loved it that Sam left to go, oh, my God, people, there's a bomb. And she jumped on that car, and I still don't know how she really jumped on that car without getting hood people. But for me, I love the Metro Code hostage. I mean,
yeah,
I watched the
Metro.
Yeah.
That was very good.
Yeah, I watched, well, I taped all of the Metro hostage for, like, the 2 weeks it was on a level, and I stayed up for a whole 24 hours, and I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm going to get off here. Because
okay.
I got work in the morning. Well, in a few hours.
William, well, yeah, and we will, Terry and I will be, Terry, you're coming tomorrow night to the real room too, right?
What time? Our time.
It is 8
5
p.m.
o'clock
Eastern,
time?
5 p.m. your time.
Okay, yeah. What's tomorrow, Thursday? Yeah, I don't have any,
mm-hmm.
okay, yeah, it's Thursday, so nothing to do.
I know it.
Works, I'm on vacation. I'm on vacation at work. Oh, my God, that freaked the hell out of me just now. Oh, my God.
It was.
Oh, God. I was looking at my calendar.
What did you do?
And there's these little marks on the calendar. I thought they were bugs or something.
Oh, geez.
They're part of the calendar, I think. I'm hoping.
Oh,
I didn't even notice them before on the calendar.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
okay.
God. It's freaking me out right now. I'm afraid to go look. I don't see them moving. Okay, I think it's part of the calendar, I hope. Oh,
you're
God.
Such a girl, Terry.
I know, I'm sorry, I'm freaked. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Look like slugs or something on the calendar.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
what
I think it's part of the calendar. Oh, crap. Okay. All right, Allie, well, yeah, I'll call in tomorrow.
Yeah,
5 o'clock.
Hey, Tim,
well,
what is the
website for the rant room or whatever you call it? What is the website?
It is. Hold on.
Wait, let me get my pen.
Oh, crap. Now I can't do it. Okay, it is blogtalkradio.com/Allie, A-L-I, Sweet. S-W-E-E-T-S.
S-W-E-E-T-S?
Uh-huh. Allie Sweet.
Okay.
Is the name, so.
That's blogtalkradio.com. / Allie Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay. All right. What's tomorrow? Thursday? I don't know. Cause I gotta go to Walmart. So I don't know. What time is your show?
Shirley, good luck at Walmart tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
good luck.
I have no other choice because it's the only day that I can go. So
okay.
I have no choice.
It is. Are you on the West or East Coast, Shirley?
I'm on the East Coast. I'm in Florida.
Okay, it'll be 8 p.m.
Oh, okay. Oh, early show. Oh, ooh, I might still be at Walmart trying to.
Oh, okay.
It'll be 2 hours. It's going to be 2 hours long.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, Allie. Okay, that's
that.
Good. We really could really rant and rave on that show tomorrow.
I have to buy some food, too, so I'm killing two birds with one stone, but I may have to spend
it. Well, that's
there.
Always good to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
anyway.
Allie, sweet dreams.
If I'm back, I'll try to make it.
Okay.
Okay, Allie.
Okay.
Night, Al.
Night, Allie. Did she hang up?
Yes, she hung up.
Hey, look. Hey, look, the bus crashed. First, we recognize We Matters Most, how their verbal whatever is kind of off there. Family, parents are going to be put to the test in the aftermath. Then Guza goes on to mention Jason, who will really see what it takes to be a parent.
Hopefully.
Okay, you know what? Okay.
Why don't
that's,
we
maybe
just
that's
watch
where
the scene?
Maybe that's where the connection with Jake comes
yeah.
in.
Wow.
You know,
what
maybe
I'm going to do is I'm going to watch the scene before I comment.
Yeah, I know. I'm tired of seeing all these.
Sylvia, you... Is someone driving you to Walmart, or
yes,
are you?
Yes, my daughter is.
Because Grandma and I went to Target.
Mm-hmm.
What day did we go to, like, Monday or Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
And we could not. It took us a while to find us parking.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's going to be everywhere because it's. People are doing last
yep.
minute stuff, and but like I said, I have no choice.
No, yeah, I mean,
know,
yeah.
So whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a little late sending someone her packets, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh my God, Teo, did you mean okay? I'm just thinking, so you didn't mute us by mistake.
Hello, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, you were like silent for like a second. You're like, you're trying to tease me.
Yes.
Yes.
You could have said nothing.
Well, we have.
You could have just faked me out. You could
have
psyched me out, you know, get even with me for some of the stuff that I've done. I'm kidding.
Hey, but yeah, I know, but we have 8 minutes to go, and tonight, I don't know how much overtime we will do, but if we do any, our little timer, our little person to count down will be counting down again.
Oh, yeah.
Because she is the one that made it happen.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. It got to 30 seconds. That was funny.
Sari was saying.
I was only joking. I was actually just curious to find out. I did it to see how
it,
but it, you know,
but it finally happened when the.
Yeah,
when
I did say,
off.
Remember
but
I said,
he,
hey, it's
going to
go off in a couple of minutes, and it did.
But he wasn't the British guy.
I know. Yeah.
It was an American dude, so it wasn't the same person.
I got to go pee like really bad right now, but my sister's in the bath. Shit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you.
Yeah.
I just don't know what it's like to have one bathroom. Oh, God. I know that must be a pain. Yeah.
Well, it's not that bad. It's just at night. It's just like because my sister takes a long time.
You have to knock on the door and say,
yeah, I know. Well, I'm used to having one bathroom. I've been, you know, born and raised in a half room.
I know.
Did you have one bathroom at your place, Sylvie, or did you just have one bathroom?
What, me?
Yeah.
No, I had two bathrooms New York. I had two bathrooms in New York, and I have two bathrooms now.
Well, yeah, when we lived in Oregon, we had one bathroom. But
mm-hmm.
my grandparents had two, which was really nice with 8 grandkids.
Sure.
You kind of needed that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we moved to Mercer Island, we always had my mom, made sure she found a house with two bathrooms because she was sick of my sister and I always taking the hot water from the boys. I was gonna be really funny. Shirley, did you hear about California and the rain? They are having more rain than we are here.
A lot of rain, man.
Yeah, we've had nonstop rain since like last week. Yeah, it's really bad. I mean, I was driving the other day. The streets were flooded, and the water, you drive through the flood, and the water's going like on each side of your car like a water fountain, like a waterfall. You know, they're just, you know, like you drive by a car and you get splashed or whatever. I got splashed the other day when I was.
Don't you have to be careful about like your brakes being slow?
Yeah, when I kind of drive really slow in this weather.
Yeah.
You know, and I try not to go out in the weather because you're talking about the water gets to people's driveways. That's how flooded And I drive down this one street, and I don't know if there's a gutter for the water to go to because they're flooded so much. I mean, most streets that I go down, it's not that bad because there's a place for the water to go to, like a little gutter or, you know, like the things in the gutter, you know, where it goes, the water goes when it rains into the little sewer or whatever you call it or something.
Right.
Yeah, I mean the clouds. There was a tiny little bit of sun today, like in the night or in the afternoon, like about 3 o'clock. But that was it, just a little bit. Supposed to be clear on Saturday, I think. I'm not sure.
Right. Well, gosh, you all have really.
I know. I guess we've needed it. It's kind of unusual for it to rain here like this much. You know?
Well, let's face it, the weather recently has been strange.
Yeah.
Really strange. I mean, it's doing, you know, things in different places that has never happened before, and you know, it's just I don't know, it's just weird. It's just weird, man. Like, we've been getting pretty nice weather the past couple of days. It's been in the 70s. That's more a little normal. But then it's going back down next week. In fact, starting after tomorrow, it's, you know, the temperature's starting to cool off again. So, and after Christmas, I think, it's going back down to chilly.
Vanessa Marcel. I was checking my email. It says, is Vanessa Marcel saving General Hospital or killing it? It's from this website called, it's on OMG from Yahoo. It says, it's no secret that soap operas aren't the feverish obsession they once were. With dwindling numbers and an all-time low number of soap operas to hang our hats on, the genre is now tasked with doing all it can do to stay vital. Not only does it have to keep the viewers it has, it must also entice back former watchers who have cast their loyalty to the endless glut of reality shows that populate the airwaves. One popular strategy that has been met with mixed results in recent years has been to cajole the actors who brought daytime its biggest glory home to roost. For example, Days of Our Lives reached into its storied past and brought some of its most popular players back into the fold, including super couple Stephen Nichols and Mary Beth Evans, Patch and Kayla. After months of heavy story, former Rebel Patch was given precious little to do than sit around the Brady Pub tinkering with his website. When the ratings needle failed to move, he and Evans were unceremoniously dumped. Now Evans makes occasional appearances as Kayla, while Nichols has moved over to Y&R, where he's still not doing much. AMC had greater success resurrecting super couple Angie and Jesse, never mind that he died on screen some 20 years earlier.
Doesn't
as Brenda Barrett, Vanessa Marcel
was a major heroine during GH's renaissance in the 90s. Her tortured romance with mobster Sonny Corinthos was especially popular, helping to land the pair on the covers of numerous soap magazines and inspiring rabid devotion among fans. Marceau went on to primetime success on such shows as Beverly Hills 90210, Las Vegas. Though GH managed to tempt her back for a short-term stint in 02, which garnered Marceau an Emmy, to the delight of many fans, GH, currently the oldest soap on the air, managed to snag Marceau for a long-term engagement early this year. ABC, no stranger to restless, relentless of campaigns. Remember the offensive, the Real Greenlee Returns promotion meant to trumpet Rebecca Budig's return to AMC, pulled out all the stops to announce Marceau's homecoming, even going so far to pull Sister Soap's AMC and One Life to Live from the schedule for a day in order to show classic episodes featuring some of Brenda's most stellar moments. Let's see. Since she's been back, GH has morphed into the Brenda Barrett Hour. Her re-entry has revolved around a clunky storyline about a shadowy figure known as the Balkan stalking the hapless Miss Barrett for some sinister reason. Every character in town has been drawn into the action, and if Brenda's not in a scene or even on the show that day, other characters are talking about her ad nauseum. Mm-hmm. One could argue that a drinking game could commence every time someone utters the name Brenda. No doubt you'd have a good buzz going about halfway through and be completely plowed by the end of the hour. Characters who have no business talking about Brenda seem to spend all their time obsessing about her. How else to account for the inexplicable scenes of Robin visiting Brenda's ex-flame Jax to implore him not to interfere with Brenda and Sonny's impending reunion? Of course, or worse, Brenda's handler, Suzanne, begging the married Jax to woo Brenda away from Sonny's clutches, no matter the damage it would cause to his fragile union with the fiery Carly, who happens to be Sonny's ex, who needs to pay attention to marriage vows when it comes to saving the divine one. Speaking of Sonny, GH has given the fans what they wanted by reuniting him with Brenda. Though secrets lurk around the past clandestine relationship she shared with his recently discovered son, Dante. Not to mention most of the town's residents to what will be the inevitable implosion between these two when their millionth incarnation goes kaboom. So far, Marceau's return has done little to propel GH out of its perpetual three-way battle for third place. During summer 2010, GH's ratings went into free fall, barely notching points above the recently canceled As the World Turns. And far from bumping longtime number one show, The Young and the Restless, from its birth, the show has been mum on how long Marceau will be around, though time will tell the impact her return will have on PC in the long run. Yeah, she has not done anything for this show.
No, I'm sorry, but...
No one.
Even Jonathan Jackson. What has he done? Yeah. He hasn't done anything for the show.
Yeah. You need to deal with the cast you already have on the air. You need to write for what you have, you know?
Well...
Forget bringing in... And forget writing in these like Franco, like bringing celebrities and whatever. They're not doing anything for the show.
They're not
either.
Doing a damn thing.
I think even if they were to bring in like a real big name, like somebody like, I don't know, Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie, I don't think that it would work either.
Nobody can save this show unless the writing changes. I don't care who comes on the show. It's just not going to be.
The thing they need to do is just totally revamp the whole show. They need to do their homework about how the show used to work back in the day. You know, where they need to figure out what stories worked, what's the history, and they need to go back and just rewrite, you know, even if, I don't know, they just totally need to do the homework of what worked for the General Hospital in the past. And start writing, not just for this generation, but for the generation of the past, because we're the ones that have stayed, that are, you know, the important ones. Because I think what they have right now is the people that have just tuned in. That's why the ratings are so low.
You know what I mean? They're feeding the audience that's just tuned in.
The ones that are longtime viewers are just fed up.
Older viewers. I mean, come on.
They have gone.
I mean, you're talking about Luke and Laura heyday days. You're talking about Frisco Felicia. Tanya, Tony, and whatever, and you know, and when Monica, Alan, and
the show was so good.
Yeah,
the writing was good.
And Rick Weber, you're talking about the triangle with Rick, Alan, and Monica, where they thought AJ was Rick's or something, right? I don't remember, but is that right? There was a time where AJ was thought to be Rick's, right? I don't know, but
that's a possibility. But I really don't recall. But
is Rick
I mean,
Weber
those
is, he,
years,
is, he, is Elizabeth related to Rick Weber then or what?
No.
Well,
in a way.
Well, wait a second. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Is she? Because I know Laura's adopted. She's adopted, right? She's not. So wouldn't Laura kind of be related to Liz, too, by in a way like that, too?
Yeah, it was by marriage or something.
By marriage?
By marriage.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It's confusing. Sometimes these characters, who they're related to, confuses me. Like on Y&R today, when Jill came over with Lauren, I'm like, wait a minute. I remember there was a storyline where it turned out she was... So she's her half sister, correct?
Yeah, they're half sisters.
Early, you confirmed that for me today, but
they're half sisters.
And they
did a
blood test.
I'm so glad the way that is being written, because now they're starting the bondage. I said that's good. You know, instead of at each other's throat, I said, come on, I mean, this. You know, Jill has been trying to find a family for years. You know. And you know, and she's finally have a sister, and I think they're really going to get close. At least that's what I'm hoping.
That makes Billy. So Billy is her aunt now, huh? Lauren's.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Lauren and Michael were so cute today, Shirley.
I love them.
They were so cute today.
They are my favorite couple on the entire show.
How long have they been together on the show? When did they start?
They've been together since like 2006 or 2005.
They've been together a long time for the soap, Carly. I mean, this is 2010. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they might have had their issues, but they hang tough.
And you
they
know the funny
tough.
Thing is that Michael was mean. He was a bad character back in the day. I hated him.
He was my mother's favorite character.
He was like a villain.
Michael was.
What I like about that is he's evolved into the best guy on there. You know what I mean? He's like. You know, he's a really good guy now. I mean, considering that he was after Cricket and terrorizing Cricket and Phyllis and him
and
had a fling.
And Phyllis had a thing at some point in time.
So I love how they evolve. That's what I'm talking about, character-driven stories, plus plot, plus adding the plots in there.
Right, exactly.
And these characters in Y&R have developed from, their characters have evolved in...
Right.
And
right.
You watch Y&R and nothing is out of character that they do.
Right.
I mean, you're
That's
not going
right.
to know what I'm saying. I mean, now if Michael were to revert back to do something in the past, you know that's his character.
Right.
That's who
he
was when he first came on.
Right.
So it's not wouldn't be out of character for him to
do
something.
Exactly.
You know, but I mean, having been on General Hospital, forgive something like that, is something that his character never would have done in the past.
And
ever.
Jason,
you
know, they have just messed up Jason and Sonny so bad.
Yeah. And
I
Liz,
mean, oh,
too.
God, it's just, it's
and
awful.
And if Sam, the thing we know about Sam, the other fan base doesn't want to admit that, is that if Sam does something like conning people or even what she did with Liz with the baby and all that, that was her character. That, in my opinion, because she came on the show a con artist, and if her back is pushed against the wall, that character will do something to hurt other people. I mean, why did, if she found, when she found out about Jake, when she was listening in the room after Liz just had her baby and she overheard overheard that fact, she could have, her character, she could have, if her character was so good right now, she could have said, oh, I overheard you guys talking and I found out you guys, you know, instead of, going around to the park and having Jason admit it to her or something. Instead of playing games with Jason, should have just shut him down.
I looked on it because I was curious. Michael Long got together 2005, 2006. That's when they started.
Okay.
Has been married to lawyer Michael Baldwin, portrayed by Kristen LeBlanc, since December 9, 2005.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
And he's such a good actor.
Remember you.
He has gotten several Emmys, too.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah,
I love him.
I'm, like, looking on, like, all of his things. I never knew that she dated Wiz Forrester. I never knew that.
Yeah, she dated Ron Moss?
No. Yeah, see, because he was on B&B, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, Susie, did you,
you
don't watch
B&B,
do you?
I don't watch
B&B,
Carly.
Oh, okay.
I don't watch that.
No, just because they were saying on there, because that's when, and she dated Eric Forrester, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean on the show or in real? I thought you meant in real life.
Yeah,
on
the show.
No, on the show.
Wait a minute.
What
was I going to say? Yeah, at least Shirley, at least YNR, they know, they speak to the fans. So at least we have couples we can enjoy on that show.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything, we could go to YNR and not worry about GH anymore. Like you probably, well, I'm sure you have. Cause I'm still watching.
I have.
We have characters we could, couples we could really love, because I'm into this Chloe and Kevin.
And you know what, Terry, I don't know whether you do, but I know I was reading on the message board of YNR, Eden Regal, they hate her character. But I'm going to tell you, she and that other guy, they were both on AMC.
AMC.
At first, I didn't like them.
Yeah.
I like them now.
I know. I'm starting to like them now, too.
I sort of like them now. They're sort of growing on me.
Yeah, Ronan and Heather,
I was sort of a Jonathan family. He was on AMC. But when the guy that played Billy Abbott was on AMC playing that crazy guy.
He was playing Annie's crazy ass.
Yeah.
But, okay. I could not stand him.
Yeah.
I know.
But the moment he came on as Billy, I was in love.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Not to say that the other David was bad, the Heather Tom's brother.
He played Billy when he was a younger Billy, when he was a teenager.
Yeah.
Billy.
I like this Billy.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Yeah, okay.
He's the only Billy that I have known, because I really wasn't watching YNR like I am watching now. But
yeah,
because
so that
Billy
Abbott
that I
know.
Forgot
what his name is, but he won a couple Emmys when he was playing the role back then. And Billy and Mac were popular back then. And see, the problem is when you recast the role of a character, you might not have the same kind of chemistry with that. When Billy Miller came in and was when he was with Matt, because I kind of was a Billy and Chloe fan a little bit, But then when he went to Mac, I'm like thinking, because I remember Billy Mac back in the day when Heather Tom's brother, and I'm like, there is no chemistry. You can't recreate the same couple with two different. It's the actors that have the chemistry.
Right.
That's
right.
Why they do those chem tests. You know, before they go in. Yeah, you can't recreate that with other characters.
No,
yeah.
It's there or it's not.
I mean, just like Jonathan Jackson. I mean, having had Lucky played by other actors and having him come back 10 years later, you can't.
That was
even though he's back with Rebecca Herbst playing opposite,
yeah.
You can't recreate something that's been done 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Even though he's the same actor that played the role, but you're talking about when he was a teenager and she was a teenager.
Exactly.
The love story.
Old, you know, even I even loved him like when he was a kid. And he was, you know, and he was running around with, you know, Luke and Laura, you know, doing
and
the
Emily
adventures,
and everything.
You know.
No.
And I have never been a Luke fan, never, you know.
Really?
I never liked his character. I could never understand how somebody can rape somebody and turn around. But that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
I have never liked the Luke character, and I really can't stand him now. I think he has worn out his welcome.
So,
his ass
yeah.
Go.
Oh, hey, Shirley,
I disagree.
Todd Manning, too, on One Life to Live, even though he's not with Marty, but that was a different kind of a, that was a more, even though rape's rape, but I'm just saying that was a more, the Todd Manning rape with Marty was more
and Todd,
graphic.
I can't take his. I can't take his character. I hate Todd.
I love Todd.
I hate Todd.
I
know he raped. Even I know
love
he and everything. But come on, you know, I mean, Todd is even through the years with Trevor Shane Johnson. He's trying to even though he raped. It's always gonna be attached to him. It's always gonna be there with Todd raping Marty. I mean, he's trying to be a better man with that. He's never going to be perfect. He's always going to be Todd, but I think he's trying to, because he's got kids and he's married to Taya, and Taya knows what difficult childhood he had, but what he did to Marty is no excuse, but I'm just saying people have, you know, that's something that he did a long time ago, and he's trying to live his life and not be the thing. I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say? I mean,
he's trying to be a better man.
Yeah,
that's
he's trying to be a better
line.
Man.
He's trying to be
I think
a
that's
better
why
man.
I like the character of Todd. Yeah, he raped Marty, and yeah, you know, that's something that is not forgivable, you know, and everything, but, you know, I mean, you could see that Todd's trying to, he really regretted that, you know, he really, after his, you know, not at that time when he did it, of course, but when he met Blair and when he had his kids, he became kind of a different person, so to speak. And so he's trying to, like, and he was kind of raped himself, if you think about it, he kind of got what was coming to him.
Margaret.
He kind of was raped by Margaret, too, which produced Sam, because Margaret held him hostage. And so I think he kind of understood what Marty felt, I guess, you know, too. And everything, I don't know, but I mean, that rape was how many years ago, like 15 years ago or something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
I've always liked the Luke character. I mean, and I especially like the Luke and Sunny relationship. I always look forward to the Sunny and Luke thing, even though they have never talked about them being married at each other when Lucky was presumed dead. They just sort of moved on and never said they were enemies. And then when you had that whole Ethan thing, that was just, I was enjoying seeing because Luke
Didn't
said
that
too.
Didn't that come out of left field? I mean, Luke has this son with what's the woman's name now? Well, he's still married to Laura.
Look at the
yeah,
Sound Radio still has their show on. Didn't they start at 7?
What?
Wow.
The Sound Radio is still going on in their show. They must be a 3-hour show. They must be all happy about their Charlie Brown Christmas tree or whatever.
Oh, that was used for Jason and Liz.
And
the same tree.
Yeah. Did they kiss under the mistletoe today too? Or what?
I don't know.
When I saw the promo, I saw them kissing under the mistletoe. Sam is holding up the mistletoe, and you know, and Jason's bending down to kiss her.
I can't stand
I that. I said, you see, that's why I don't watch this show, because I don't be getting upset. I sort of get upset just by reading the freaking recaps. So I know I could sit here for an hour and watch this crap. So I don't. I choose not to, you know.
And you know what the Dissammer fans say? They go, at least Jason and Sam went on a trip to Mexico, and Liz and Jason never made it to Italy or something.
Nope.
You guys, it wasn't so romantic in Mexico, you guys. Jason got hurt in Mexico.
I think it was not in 03, but it was in 05. They went to Mexico or something.
Okay. Well, I'm talking about when they.
And you know what? It's so funny.
I'm sorry.
How can you like a character, a couple, where she's like molesting him while he's deliriously and possibly at death's door, and you're gonna have and all you can think about is sleeping with him when he's delirious and not knowing who the heck you are right now. You know, I mean, in my opinion, she kind of molested him. She took advantage of what happened to him.
He loved every minute of it.
No!
If Liz were there, she never would have done that. You know, she never would have done that.
I don't know.
I just cannot live with
the memories. Of
when
Jason
I knew that was coming, I felt sick to my
stomach. Why live with the memories? We are going to give them back. I believe, you know, they will be better than ever. You know, if the rumors are true that there's going to be a lot of filing from the heads up, maybe finally we can get rid of Fonz. I mean, you know, Fonz has brought this network down. So I believe maybe 2011 is all year.
Well, Phelps isn't Phelps just about gone, you know. So
yeah.
Who knows whose head is on the chopping block next? You never know. You never know. I don't know. And then they got all these big contracts coming up next year, and I'm wondering if Steve might say sayonara, baby, or then again maybe.
No, I actually don't mind that. I don't think Steve will leave because Scott's there now. I think he will hold out for one more year. I think he will come in to negotiate this time. I really do. But I don't see KM staying on for another year. I really don't.
Ooh, Kelly Monaco?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's not doing anything for the ratings either.
She's bringing them down.
She never has.
She never has. And if you ask me, if they were to kill her off, nobody would miss her on that show, really.
But her fans would, and then that would.
The 5-10 people.
Yeah, but I doubt it that they would make a dent in the. I doubt it if they were to lose.
Yeah.
If they were to leave, the loss wouldn't be that significant like it was for Liz and Jason, because when they broke that couple up, they were at a, like 2.5 or.
Mm-hmm.
2.9.
I mean, a lot of people jumped ship after they broke them up, and that day, and I was one of them. That was it for me.
I know.
That
me
day
too.
In the courtroom.
And as
I
that
said,
happened,
oh,
I took
no,
my I,
I
took
Tesla
right
it.
Off my DVR, and I didn't even think twice about it.
And
you know what? And I couldn't.
So.
I mean, as much as mad as I was at them, I couldn't do it because
I
still can't do it.
You think
well,
even
well,
if
good.
Watch,
I mean, you know, some people can hang in there. I mean, you
well,
know, God,
you know, I
God
mean, I hung in there.
I just put, you know, I said,
I mean, I hung in
so.
There. I hung in there.
Yeah, no, you did.
Back in,
there,
back
yeah,
in
you,
the,
you
the days
in
they were together,
uh-huh.
back in late 90s, early 2000, when he kept coming back,
mm-hmm.
I hung in there because eventually I thought he's going to come back and stay. He's going to come back,
mm-hmm.
and he's eventually going to, you know, stay. And so I thought, oh, they'll continue when he comes back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I hung in there still. I think I was watching the show still. I don't know, but I mean, I was tuned back in to see what was happening. And I hung in there, and then when they put in with Courtney,
mm-hmm.
I
remember
like,
he
okay,
and Courtney.
Well,
I remember he and
like,
Sam.
They're not going to put them together right now. I still had hope,
but
as soon as
well,
he got
you know what, I still have
with
hope.
Sam, I'm like, shit, this was a great opportunity for Jason and Liz to be together, but no, they put in with Sam.
Mm-hmm.
I still have hope because, you know what, they are sharing scenes together. You know, after 2 years of us writing this, and we are finally getting, I think it's going to lead to more scenes and building up their friendship, reconnecting, and bam, we have our couple back, and the other fan base is going to be where we were for the last 2 years. And I just cannot wait just for that.
It's the ratings are in the crapper. And they're going by focus groups. That's the most funniest thing I've ever heard.
All these focus groups are just so funny.
It's just like a handful
crap.
Of
yeah, I know.
People. A handful of people in a room. You what you're
please.
Talking about maybe five people in a
they
room
probably
or something
don't even
and they're
watch
going by
soap
that.
Operas. They probably don't even watch soap operas.
I know.
Don't
hey,
Jill. Some of
yes.
these focus groups too. Don't
are you looking
in
the sub room at
yes.
all what I'm doing?
I'm just,
okay.
Yeah.
Is Tanya out of the bathroom yet?
My
O'Donnell?
I think Lexi's in there. Yeah. I had an ice cream earlier while this was on. Donna was like,
well,
my had a sweet tooth and she wanted to go to Tasty Freeze. And I was going to have oatmeal because I had a sweet tooth, but Donna's like, I had oatmeal and it didn't work. And I go, oh, okay, well, I'll give you my card. So she took it and got me one too. So.
Well, she does. Oh, and you guys, Grandma is sick. She,
oh,
she caught
wrong?
The flu.
Oh,
well, I think
it
was like the cold or the flu.
She doesn't
and
get the flu shot. She doesn't get the flu shot.
No, she got the flu shot. So I
well,
think this is like maybe
getting the flu.
I mean, not the flu, but I think it's the cold
and
sneezing and whatever. And I mean, she's been around my nieces and my nephews, and they were sick. And then my uncle had to go upside down by saying, well, if you didn't spend all your time with the little kids, you would have never got sick. I'm like, wait a moment. You know, would you prefer Grandma staying in her little apartment all day being bored? No, I think it's good that she goes over and babysits and gets out and she's able to drive. You know why she's able to drive? Because she thinks in 5 years she might not be able to drive anymore. She wants to have the control and say, here are the keys. She doesn't want my mom to make that for her. She thinks that's hard when your kid has to tell you to stop driving.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah. She came over today and dropped something off and I said if she was going to spend the night here and then go over to my uncle's tomorrow, but I looked at her and I'm like, Grandma, you look terrible. You should be at home. And she goes, thanks for telling me I look terrible. I'm like,
yeah, right.
What I meant to say is you look sick. And you know, I guess she could stay here, but she didn't want to give me contagious.
Right.
Oh,
so, well.
Am I still in the thing? Am I still in here?
Are you still in what?
No, you left.
In chat room? Oh, God, I'm sorry. It was an accident. I'm fiddling. Oh, hold on.
I know.
I think I'm coming back in.
So what time are you going to Walmart tomorrow? So, Leo, you guys doing Leo?
Tomorrow evening at some point in time.
I'm back.
Oh, she's back.
Yay, she's back.
Yeah, tomorrow evening. We were trying to figure out, because my daughter does some catering on the side, so she's just about tired of cooking. So we had said, we didn't know what we were going to do for Christmas. I said, well, Christmas isn't like Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
I didn't know what you'd have to do, no lot of big, heavy cooking. So I decided that we'll just get pizza, have a little pizza party.
Oh, I never thought about that.
And I don't want to order from none of these places, these commercial places, because they all taste alike. You know, I like the frozen pizzas. I like either Franchetta or DiGiorno pizza.
Oh, so you don't like the takeout pizzas from
Pizza Hut? I haven't come across a good takeout pizza in Florida yet. I have.
Okay.
I have not. So I think that the frozen pizzas taste much better than Domino's and what's that other place? Nah.
Pizza Hut? I like all the Italian pizza that we have here. It is so good. I'm like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that and Olive Garden.
I haven't found a good Italian pizza place in Florida.
Yeah.
I just haven't, you know.
We are having prime rib, which everyone is looking forward to.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. That sounds good.
You know, because everyone took it out and,
turkey again. Yeah.
Well, no, because my brothers and my sisters both have, three Thanksgiving because of their things, you know, because of their in-laws.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Am I? Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Kyo, you're still here?
I'm going to the bathroom. Hear me pee.
What?
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Since we're not live streaming, I thought it would be, you know, okay.
Oh, jeez.
Shirley, you got to admit, we're, funny. Don't you? You came on to funny in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you came on, the funniest.
A barrel of laughs, you guys.
Gee, thanks. That's a nice compliment.
Oh, it is. You gotta have a sense of humor in life. Shoot.
Did
you
check out our show on August 2nd, Shirley? You should go back and check out our show and listen to it. August 2nd, 2010. Now that is...
Oh, gosh. You'd think we'd be drunk,
but we were not drunk.
No, we were not drunk.
Not drunk at all.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh, it's 2 o'clock. Wait, is it 2 o'clock there or 1 o'clock?
It's 1 o'clock. It's 1:02 here. Well, I'm 2 minutes fast, but so let's say it's 1 o'clock. What the hell is that? Is that an accident happening? What the hell is that?
Oh, man. Okay.
That's a toilet.
Yeah.
What are you flushing down the toilet? A body or something? Good Lord.
Oh, my gosh. It's just flushing the toilet.
Oh, God.
Shirley, man. You know, Shirley, man. You know, you just cracked me up. Oh, you know what I forgot today was toothbrush. Shit.
Okay. You know what? Oh, yeah, okay. Well, you can get it, on Sunday or Monday.
What happened?
I decided she could go get a Sunday or Monday her toothbrush. She forgot to buy a new toothbrush.
Oh. Well, I guess the old one's not going to kill her yet until she gets the new one.
Okay. Yeah, the old one won't kill you.
How long have you had it, Terry? How long have you had it, toothbrush? Well, now they say it's supposed to change what every 3 months.
Yeah, it's probably longer
like
than 2 months. Probably longer than 2 months.
Yeah, well, I've been up since 6 o'clock this morning, people.
Why?
I had a 7:30 doctor's appointment, and I took the bus because taking the bus is easier than having Grandma drive me because Grandma doesn't like to go to that part of town.
What do you do, Carly? You work, right? What do you do?
Well, I sometimes work for my dad for his plumbing.
You work for your dad? He has his own plumbing business?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. What do you do? Do you hand him the tools or what? What do you do?
No, I just sometimes do his paperwork.
Oh, okay.
File and all that.
Oh, okay. Okay. You don't work at home, right? Or does he have his own? He has his office elsewhere.
His office is in my parents' room. It's in my parents' house.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But he's had the plumbing business for like 15, 20 years, so.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's one business that'll never go bad. Plumbing.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
He just hates it. He hates it every year without fail. We are sitting down for Thanksgiving or Christmas, and he gets a plumbing call. Every year, it does not fail.
Every year, as soon as he sits down to the table, huh? Oh, God.
This is real sitting down or whatever.
That's awful.
Yeah, I know, but plumbers don't get a vacation.
No, they sure don't. Like I said, that's one business that'll never go out of business. Plumbing.
Exactly. Kill?
Hello?
Oh, my God, you muted us again, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was in the living room talking. My mom's spaghetti that she made is getting eaten up in the living room.
Oh, really? Wow.
Good spaghetti.
She just bought that tonight.
Huh?
She just got that and brought that over tonight, and it's...
Now it's like Tanya eating it like at 10 o'clock at night. Huh. Funny.
Well, maybe we should call it at night.
Right. Yeah, maybe we should. And then, and then by the time we have, next time it'll be after Christmas. And we could tell everybody how
the Christmas
is went. Huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So everyone have a great Christmas.
You too, Shirley, and
you too.
Enjoy your food.
Yeah, I know I will. Okay.
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
All right,
okay. Bye.
All right, girl.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.